the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1806. The topic is training, and the title is Improving Bench Strength at Various Strength Levels. Ooh. So one of my clients, he's a personal trainer, and we're working together on programming knowledge, but also business structure, so he can just make more money, help more people. Now, his bench is at 405, and he has a body weight of around 200 pounds, give or take a few pounds. His wife's bench press is 125, and her body weight is around 140-ish. So they have a little bit of a difference there. So he can bench twice his body weight, and she is working yet to bench her body weight. Now, he has an extensive history in training. She does not, so that kind of makes sense. but both of their benches have been stuck for about a year. And in one of our recent Zoom sessions, we were discussing what he could do with programming that would help each of them, but whether or not it needed to be the same or different. So he's like, should I have her train the way I train? Or, like, should she be training different? So we were kind of talking through that, and we came up with the following information that I thought would be helpful in a podcast. So what we were deciding was we were just defining people between low strength level for bench press and high strength level for bench press. Now, our definitions were just, you know, for the sake of the discussion. I don't know if there's necessarily standard, you know, recognized across the powerlifting industry, you know, what are high and low levels of strength. But, and I guess you could do with classifications and blah, blah, blah. But our easy way of doing it was low-level strength would be as if you're working at or under your body weight. So if you weigh 140 pounds, if you can bench press anything less than or up to 140 pounds, we would consider that on the lower end of strength level. So if you're working yet to get to your body weight in bench press. And then the high strength level we talked about, we defined as 1.5 times your body weight or more. So if you weigh 200 pounds, if you can bench press 300 or more, we would say that that's a higher level of strength. Now, there are more extremes. I work with people who bench press, you know, over twice their body weight. Pretty crazy, very strong people. So there are extremes, and the concepts that I'm about to explain in regards to how you would train someone, whether they're low level or higher level strength, that's going to vary as you get to more extreme. So if you're lower levels of strength, you want to lean even more into the concepts of low level strength. If you're a high level of strength, you know, 1.75 to 2 times your body weight or more, you want to lean even harder into those concepts, the high level strength concepts. But in general, for low level strength, your barbell bench press work is really only going to be technique. You're not lifting heavy enough weight to really cause muscle tissue damage. Now, you're going to say it's very hard. I understand that. So how hard the lift feels is different than whether it causes a lot of muscle damage or not. The lift can feel very hard but not cause a lot of muscle damage. And that is the case for people who have lower levels of strength. Again, if you're struggling to bench press at least your body weight, you spend time, the time you spend doing barbell bench work really isn't going to progress you physically. It's going to give you some technical improvements. So you might, you know, see a little bit of strength jump just as you're better able to use the strength you have. But it's unlikely that it's going to really push your bench strength up. You're going to make some small progress because you should work on technique. That is a very good thing. But the amount of time you spend bench pressing in your workouts should be relatively small, usually under 20 minutes. If you have a typical, say, 40 to 60 minute workout, your bench press work should be under 20 minutes. The more majority of the workout should be spent doing your accessories. The accessories are where you're going to look to push maximal weight loads, maximal intensity, to try to really create physical stress to get the body to respond. So low-level strength work, those people should push harder into their accessories and have them be maximal weight load, maximal intensity. So for example, a workout with somebody who's on a low level strength. We're going to do our warm up. I might have them do their bench press. We might do, you know, say 5 sets of 2 reps with short rest, maybe 2 to 3 minute rest. And that's going to be roughly somewhere between 85 to like 95%. Depends on how inconsistent they are with technique. If they're really like hit or miss with technique, we got to be on the lower end of that percentage. Yeah, the more consistent they are with technique, we might bump that up a little bit and be a little bit higher. But the idea is I want them to lift something heavy enough that they can feel if they're in good or bad positions. Too often, you'll see low-level strength athletes that are following a program that doesn't differentiate between high-level and low-level strength. So they might be doing, I'm doing 5 sets of 3 at 75%. That's absolutely useless. Are you going to get some technique improvement? Sure. But not really, because it's so light that you're not going to even feel if you're in bad positions. There's not enough resistance to actually tell you if it's good or bad. So some programs, if they don't have the differentiation between low-level strength and high-level strength, you can be wasting an enormous amount of time as a low-level strength athlete. And that could be why you're plateaued, is if you're spending a lot of time in the 70% or the low 80%, that's borderline useless. So you want to be pushing more into the mid to upper 80%, if not into the 90%, for a lot of sets. So it might be more useful for you to do 6 sets of 1 rep rather than 2 sets of 6 reps. So the 6 sets of 1 is half the repetitions. You're only getting 6. Whereas 2 sets of 6 would be 12 repetitions. You would think, oh man, I'd rather get 12 repetitions for practice. The weight is going to be so light that you won't even feel if your positions are good or bad. And it's so light that it's not going to cause any strain to the muscle, really. Because you think about all the muscles that are involved in a bench press, and if your, you know, weight that you use for 6 reps, let's say, is 75% of your max, or even 80% of your max, and let's say it's 100 pounds. 100 pounds divided by all of the muscles in the bench press doesn't equate to a lot of weight per muscle. So it's just really not going to cause muscle strain. It's better for you to work on bench for just technique purposes, short rests, and then move on. And what you would move on to are accessories that are heavy compound movements with lower rep ranges. So you might do decline chest press paired with like a one-arm row, because it's good to strengthen your back, because you need to have your back squeezed and have it be support and bracing strength for your shoulder joints. So it's important to work on your back to help improve your bench press. So you might do decline chest press, 3 sets of 6 to 10 reps. And then dumbbell one-arm rows, you might do 3 sets of 6 to 10 reps per arm. Then maybe you move into dumbbell 15-degree incline neutral grip chest press. So again, it's another press, but a little bit of a different angle, a little bit of a different hand position, so it hits a little bit of the different muscle fibers that are involved in the pressing motion, but it's still a very heavy style of press. And again, you might do 3 sets of 6 to 10 reps. And then maybe you'll pair that with dumbbell standing lateral raises, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, and it's good to work on your shoulder muscles as they help support and stabilize the bench press. So that would be an example of a low strength level workout. You might do bench press at 5 sets of 2 reps, somewhere around, say, 85-90%. Then you're going to do dumbbell decline chest press in one-arm rows, and then dumbbell incline chest press with a neutral grip and standing lateral raises. So the concepts that we would see in that workout, or the barbell bench press, is in there. So you can work on technique. But it's structured in a way that you're in and out in 20 minutes. Then the accessories are compound movements focused on very heavy weights. So you notice the rep ranges were 6 to 10 reps. That's very, very, very heavy. So you would want to lift as heavy as you could without like risking safety. You don't want to, you know, try a 2 rep max on a dumbbells and smack yourself in the face with a dumbbell. So you want to lift within control of stabilization and safety, but as heavy as you can. And then if we contrast that, we look at somebody who's high strength level. And again, say they can bench 1.5 times their body weight or more. The barbell bench press work is going to improve technique for sure. But it's heavy enough now to serve as a physical stress damage. So it can be damaging to the tissues. So we want to account for that and select accessories that are less intense and more specific to our weaknesses. So the bench press work, you're going to take longer rests because you're heavier, you're stronger, you're going to need more time to recover. So you might take 3 to 5 minute rests, whereas somebody who's low strength level, they might only need 2 to 3 minute rests. Now, for the bench press work, it can be kind of complicated, but again, you're going to stay with, doubles, singles, somewhere, around the 80 to 90-ish percent, maybe a little bit high, 92.5%. But you're going to be working within that 80 to 90-some percent range. But what I like to do with those clients is I might have them do very heaby weight loads, but sub-maximal. Meaning I might have them do one set of one at 90%. So let's go an example. So I might have one set of two at, say, 82.5%. Then another set of two reps at 85%. Then a single rep at 87.5%. And then a single rep at 90%. At all of those weights, they could have done an extra rep. But I want them to focus on quality and technique and make sure everything's super crisp. I don't want them to lift anything ugly. We want to be super clean, reinforce the autopilot technique-wise, a very crisp, very clean technique. I want them to feel confident, to feel like they could smoke some things, and that they were making great improvements in their technique and how easy and efficient the weight is feeling. Then, before we leave the bench work, I might have them do two sets of good form failure at 80%. So a lower percentage. Might just have them rip out, see what they can do. Maybe the first set they get 8, maybe the next set they only get 5 because they died. But I would have that be the muscle stress. The all-out effort is after we do the singles or double kind of technique work to where this good form failure sets. I want them to focus on good form, but we've already reinforced the good quality technique. We're doing a lightweight here, so we can just kind of rip this out and get the muscle stress. Then we move on. I might have them do dumbbell flies to work on their chest. Maybe two sets of 10 to 14 reps, then one set of 6 to 10 reps. Then dumbbell skull crushers to work on the triceps. Maybe two sets of 16 to 20 reps, then one set of 10 to 14 reps. And then maybe they finish up with some cable seated rows with some isometric holds. So that's an example for somebody who's a high strength level, is the bench press work is more extensive. It's going to take more percentage of the workout, and we're going to push into some growth stress, meaning those good form failure sets or sets of 5 or more reps. We're going to go ahead and do that at the barbell bench because they're moving heavy enough weight to cause muscle damage. Then for their accessories, we're going to select more isolative type movements. It doesn't have to be dumbbells. I use that in the example. But it can be isolated variations of barbell presses. So a Larson press, a dead press, various things like that. Like I've used the guillotine press before for clients very successfully. And then the accessories are also typically going to be higher rep ranges. Or if they are a lower rep range, it's not usually to like all out failure where technique is crap. We want to stay safe. So that's, in a sense, a very short nutshell of how you would train someone differently for low-level strength in bench press and high-level strength in bench press. So low-level strength, you're going to work on bench press for technique work, but you're really going to lean into the accessories for muscle damage and maximum intensity. Then for high strength levels, you're going to do the bench as for the technique, but it's also going to provide some muscle stress. So in your accessories, you should be more isolative in your choices because that brings down the weight load, which helps protect the joints. And you would be looking to stimulate, not annihilate, in your accessories. What is an intensity level that stimulates the muscles I want, stimulates the challenge I want, but I'm not looking to annihilate my body in the process? Okay, so I thought that was fun to share. If anybody wants to give those concepts a try, good luck. If you have any questions, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Remember, we do have our coaching service, which includes me writing programming specifically for you. So if you want programming Whether you're a low-level strength athlete and everything seems to be not written for you, or you're a high-level strength athlete and, again, everything seems to be not written for you. If you want programming that's specific to you, specific to your needs, your equipment, your schedule, your preferences, that's what those services are for. You can find those on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Okay, if you have any questions, if you need anything, let me know. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.